Okay, so get this, right? Today's deep dive, it's all about you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we're talking about helping you navigate a situation
Yeah.
that's kind of, well, unique, right?
Okay.
It's like imagine being stuck inside for like 4 years
Wow.
and you've got nothing but
Oh,
sitcoms
wow.
to keep you company.
Interesting.
I mean, it sounds kind of like a dream.
It does.
But how would you actually like pull that off?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Right?
It's not as hypothetical as it sounds. You know, our listeners actually pointed us
Oh,
to
really?
a podcast, the Praise Linda podcast,
Yeah.
where the hosts are actually facing this predicament. They're
Well,
calling it their 4-year sitcom strategy.
exactly. And you've clearly been thinking this through because you sent us some amazing resources.
Oh, good.
I mean, a super detailed viewing plan,
Wow.
a list of your favorite sitcoms.
And even that podcast intro hinting at this whole situation.
Yeah.
So think of us as your sitcom survival guides.
I like it.
But let's be real, I mean, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, that's 11,680 hours to be exact.
Wow.
And the key here is to approach this strategically. We're not talking about like mindless binging here. We're
Yeah.
talking about like curating
Right.
a sitcom experience
Oh, yeah.
that'll keep you entertained and engaged for,
Years to
I
come.
mean, yeah.
Okay, so let's start with this incredible viewing plan that you've put together.
Here.
I'm blown away
Early.
by the level of detail here.
Oh, good.
We've got daily and weekly schedules, thematic blocks, even special occasion episodes.
Oh, wow.
This is next level sitcom strategizing.
Well, it's brilliant
Yeah.
because it addresses the biggest challenge of a
Okay.
long-term viewing plan,
And what's that?
avoiding burnout. The structure makes sure that you're experiencing a variety of sitcoms
Yeah.
from different eras
Yeah.
with different comedic styles
Yeah.
just to keep things fresh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love how you've built in those like daily doses of classic humor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, starting your day with I Love Lucy.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't want to kick things off
Yeah.
with Lucille Ball's incredible energy?
It's true.
It's like a shot of sitcom espresso.
It is. It's true.
It really is.
It's more than just laughter, though. You
Okay.
know, those classic sitcoms provide a sense of comfort
Right.
and familiarity,
Okay.
which is essential when you're spending so much time
Yeah.
immersed in this world.
Right. And then as the day winds down,
Yeah.
you've got the comforting familiarity of friends.
Ah, yes.
It's like slipping into your favorite pair of pajamas after a
Exactly.
long day.
Yes. It's interesting how you've placed friends in the evening slot. That relatable humor and those heartwarming storylines,
It's perfect.
they're perfect for unwinding
Yeah.
and de-stressing.
Right. And then weekends, boom.
Yeah.
Full-on sitcom marathons.
Exactly.
Seinfeld, The Simpsons, talk about
No, I think
iconic.
you've really thought of everything.
You really have.
Weekend marathons are a great way to break up the routine and indulge in those sitcom behemoths.
Yeah.
Those shows have enough episodes to keep you entertained for
For
days.
days on end.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Okay.
This plan, as amazing as it is,
Yeah.
it doesn't include every show
Right.
out there.
Of course not.
And you've given us this fantastic list of your favorites.
Yes.
So let's dive into that.
Okay.
No surprise here.
All right.
The top three are Friends, The Office, and Seinfeld.
The big three.
I mean, who doesn't love those
I
shows?
mean, they're the heavy hitters of the sitcom world,
Yeah.
each with its own unique appeal. But what's fascinating is how each show caters to different comedic sensibilities.
Okay.
Friends thrives on relatability, offering comfort and familiarity,
Yeah.
which is essential when you're spending 4 years
Oh, for sure.
immersed in this world.
Yeah.
The Office tacks into that dry, cringe humor
Oh,
that's
yeah.
become so popular.
Yes.
And then you've got Seinfeld,
Oh,
who's
yeah.
master of observational comedy,
Yeah.
finding humor in the mundane
Yeah.
aspects of everyday life.
I love that.
Yeah.
So as we go down your list,
Yes.
we've got some real gems
Oh,
here.
good.
The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
It's geek humor meets like heartwarming friendship.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate hangout sitcom.
It is. It is.
And Cheers.
Oh, yes.
Talk about classic character-driven comedy.
Cheers really highlights the importance of setting in a sitcom.
Right.
You know, that cozy bar becomes like another character.
Oh, it's interesting.
Providing a sense of community and belonging.
Okay. And then, of course, we have to talk about The Simpsons. Over 345 hours of content.
Wow.
It's practically a sitcom universe in itself.
The Simpsons is an interesting case because it's evolved so much over the years.
Right.
You know, it's satirical, it's heartwarming, it's absurd.
Yeah.
It's really captured the zeitgeist of multiple generations.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we've got your detailed plan.
All right.
We've got your list of favorites.
Okay.
But how do we bring all of this together? This is where our expertise really comes in.
Okay.
Get ready for some serious sitcom strategizing.
I'm ready. Okay, so let's talk strategy.
Right.
You've got these long-running shows like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Those are going to be your workhorses,
right.
You know, covering significant chunks of time in your viewing plan, right? Like the foundation of our sitcom marathon.
Exactly.
But we don't want to get stuck in just a few shows.
Of course not.
No matter how much we love it.
Absolutely. Variety is key to staying engaged over such a long period. And that's where those shorter, critically acclaimed series come in. They're like bursts of fresh air.
Okay.
You know, keeping the experience dynamic.
Okay, so I see you've strategically placed Modern Family.
Oh, yes.
In year three.
Yeah.
Alongside Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Uh-huh.
It's like a mini festival of mockumentary brilliance.
Exactly. Think about it. You're switching gears
from
the classic sitcom setups to this more modern, self-aware style of humor.
Right, right. It keeps things interesting.
It does.
Yeah, and it speaks to the evolution of sitcoms over the years.
It does.
And those weekend marathons,
yes.
Year one is all about those classic blocks.
Yeah. So nice.
MASH, The Jeffersons, The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right.
It's like taking a time machine.
Is.
Back to the golden age of television.
It's about immersion.
Mm.
You're diving deep into a particular era. Experiencing the humor and the social commentary of that time. Oh. And then as the years progress, the marathons shift to those modern giants.
Okay.
Like Seinfeld and The Simpsons.
I love how you've built in those themed blocks in year three.
Yeah.
Holiday episodes from Friends, The Office, Parks and Rec.
Oh, nice.
It's like you've anticipated.
Who you know.
Every craving we might have.
Think about it. You're stuck inside.
Right.
You need those touchstones to mark the passage of time.
Right, yeah.
You know, those familiar rhythms of the year, holiday episodes provide that.
And year four.
Yes.
It's all about revisiting those favorites.
Oh, no.
That have become like old friends.
Yes.
Lots of Frasier, more Friends,
yeah.
Catching up on The Simpsons.
Right.
It's the victory lap.
It is.
Of our sitcom marathon.
It's important to remember that this is your viewing experience.
Okay.
You know those catch-up marathons?
Sure.
They're about revisiting the shows that resonated with you the most.
Okay.
You know, solidifying those connections.
This is so much more.
It is.
Than just passively watching TV.
Yeah.
We're curating an experience.
Yeah.
Almost like building our own personal sitcom universe.
And that brings up an interesting question for our listener.
Okay.
Would you stick rigidly to the plan?
Or
deviate based on your mood?
That's a good question.
Would you prioritize completing entire series before moving on? Or would you sprinkle episodes from different shows throughout the week?
Okay, yeah. And let's not forget about
all those
hidden gems out there.
Yes, exactly.
Our focus has been on popular sitcoms.
Right.
But there's a whole world of lesser known shows just waiting to be discovered.
It's true.
Imagine stumbling upon a sitcom you've never seen before.
Right.
And falling head over heels.
Oh yeah.
For its quirky characters and offbeat humor.
That's the beauty of this deep dive. It's about sparking curiosity.
Okay.
Encouraging exploration,
right?
You know, this 4-year journey.
Yeah,
it's not just about watching sitcoms.
Right.
It's about discovering new favorites.
Oh, okay.
Expanding your comedic palette.
Because let's be honest, yeah. 4 years is a long time to spend.
It is
with any form of entertainment.
That's true.
It's all about finding ways to to keep things fresh,
yeah,
exciting,
uh-huh,
and engaging.
And that's where your personal touch comes in.
Right. Okay.
You know, it's about taking all this information, yeah, all these suggestions,
yeah,
and crafting a viewing experience,
mm-hmm,
that is uniquely yours.
Okay.
Because ultimately the goal here,
yeah,
is to make this 4-year sitcom marathon,
right,
a journey of discovery.
Okay.
Laughter and maybe even a few unexpected surprises along the way.
I love that. So as we wrap up,
yeah,
this incredible deep dive,
right,
we're left with one,
okay,
final thought-provoking question.
Okay. Yes.
For you.
Okay.
What about those sitcoms,
yes,
that didn't quite make, okay, the popular list? Those hidden gems,
right,
that hold a special place,
yeah,
in your heart.
Mm. Think about it. What are those shows that,
yeah,
maybe flew under the radar?
Yeah.
But had you laughing out loud,
right,
every episode,
yeah,
the ones with the quirky premises,
yeah,
the unforgettable characters,
right,
that's where your personal touch,
okay,
can really shine,
right?
You know, don't be afraid to deviate from the plan, to experiment,
yeah,
to go on your own sitcom adventures,
okay,
because the beauty of this challenge,
yeah,
lies in its flexibility. There's there's no right or wrong way to approach it. It's,
yeah,
it's all about crafting a viewing experience that,
yeah,
that brings you joy,
yeah,
comfort,
yeah,
and of course lots of laughter.
Of course.
So to our listener,
yeah,
embrace the world of sitcoms.
Yes.
Experiment, yeah, explore,
okay,
and most importantly, have fun.
Have fun.
Who knows? Maybe you'll even discover,
yeah,
your new all-time favorite show.
That would be amazing.
I'd be watching.
And happy binging. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And a huge thanks to our listener for sending in these amazing resources.
Yeah, it was a really fun challenge.
It was. It was really cool to kind of put it all together and make this
awesome
plan.
And who knows, maybe we'll have to do this ourselves sometime.
Maybe. Maybe we'll have to try out
4 years.
This 4-year plan, right?
All right.
Till next time.
Happy watching, everyone.